Little Rock, Arkansas, please make some noise for Josh Johnson.
I don't know if y'all heard, and I am not an expert. I'm still learning facts about what happened as it's happening, okay? But this whole, like, Signal group chat thing is one of the... It's truly one of the more insane stories I've seen in a while. Because look, let's be clear with one another, okay? I can only pass so much judgment because I'm not good with two things: phones and secrets. Don't tell me a secret. Don't. You know, I try to be a good friend, and sometimes being a good friend comes with people trusting you with their secrets, and I wish they wouldn't. I really wish they wouldn't, because as an example, I have a friend who she went to Barbados, and I don't think she was drinking or anything, but they drive on the other side of the road and stuff, and she came back from that trip. I try to be a good friend. I ask her how her day's going. I ask her what her trip was like, you know, just inquiring about her life, trying to make a memory together. Oh, wasn't so funny when I told you that story about ha ha ha, right? And so sure enough, I ask her how was the trip, and she looking shell shocked. She like, I'm like, hey, you okay? What happened? And she was like, I was driving at night. I forgot which side of the road I was supposed to be on. I just felt a thump, and then I didn't know what to do, so I just kept driving. And and now I just know that. Even if I wanted to turn her in, I don't know who to call or anything. I'm like, hey, anybody hit recently? By a woman driving on the wrong side of the road. And not only do I not know what to do with that, because I was trying to be a good friend, I was trying to listen, right? That was a mistake. Not only do I just know that now, but I just told all of you, like, don't trust me with a secret. I'm also not great with phones. I'm really not. It's embarrassing. You know, I have Gen Z friends who look at me like I'm super old because I don't know what anything is. And then it doesn't help that anytime they helping me download a new app or get on a new game or something, I don't know what happens to you. I used to judge people that were older than me so hard, but I don't know what happens to you when a young person is showing you something and you just can't seem to keep your mouth closed. They showing me how to do it. I'm like, uh-huh. I'm not old enough for tongue yet, but that's coming, you know? I used to show my granddad stuff. He'd be like, oh. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. And so they're showing me how to use stuff on my own phone. I can't keep my mouth closed, so I know I'm not good with phones. Okay? I'd be handling my phone. You'd be ashamed of me. You saw me on a day with my phone, flashlight on half the time. Out here struggling, wondering why the battery died. They don't make them like they used to. They don't make them at all. Like these. I also talk about how they used to make phones. That's how I know I'm also getting older. I remember other phones. They don't make them like they used. That battery used to last through the full week. Meanwhile, I'm spotlighting my feet. Look like my feet are on patrol. No, it's insane. And so they're showing me stuff with the phone. I'll be honest with you, I didn't know what Signal was. When I saw the story break and I saw that all of these higher-ups, all these people who are supposed to be handling sensitive information at all times, classified information at all times, were using Signal. They were using the Signal app. In my head, this is how bad it is. In my head, I was like, well, didn't the government make Signal? Isn't that the government app? Like, weren't they just using the government app? And then someone explained to me that Signal is just like American WhatsApp. And I was like, oh, that is bad. That is bad. I'm all for modernization, too. I'm all for keeping things as modern as possible and learning new stuff. I love when these Gen Z kids are... Yeah, that is a loud one. I was trying to... I didn't know what would be ruder. You know what I mean? Like... Because I almost said bless you, but then I was like going to call attention to it. But y'all are like too polite. That is crazy. I was going to try to talk a little louder, gloss over it and everything. But y'all really at home together. I think that's beautiful that y'all could be like in the mezzanine. Bless you! I genuinely, when they're showing me stuff, I really appreciate it. I enjoy learning new things and everything. Sometimes I'm intimidated by how much I don't know about a program, but baby steps, you learn stuff. And when I heard that they were doing all this stuff on Signal, I was like, maybe that's too modern. Whatever happened to a phone call? Jeremy, in the movies, aren't they always on the phone doing this? Where they're like, yeah, strike, strike, strike. Yeah, like that. You get taken less seriously as a country when you over here calling bomb strikes with emojis. Jeremy? When they make the movie of America Now and you're in it, you don't want to be in it going bloop, 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 bloop. Because everybody old, so they got the phone on loud, and so it's all there. You know, because you keep it on loud when you type in, when you old and everything. I do. Anyway, like... Yeah. You know what I mean? Way less badass than like, yes, okay. 1600 hours, all right. All right. Mission go. Like that, that's at least in that Top Gun Maverick world. Imagine, when I saw Top Gun Maverick, I was like, I get it now. I get it. A part of me was like, I get it. And Top Gun Maverick did a great job of like not saying which country they were killing people from or anything exactly. You know, it's kind of Russian, but it like, is it really? And then sure enough, John Hamm standing there. That last sequence, they about to fly off that mission. You worried about Tom Cruise and everything. It's like, hey, these kids are his responsibility, you know? You worried about Rooster. Is he gonna rise to the occasion, you know? He gonna feel his daddy's footsteps. And then John Hamm standing there, arms crossed, and he just goes, send them. That is wild. Imagine if that movie was just John Hamm being like, tick, 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 bloop. I'm sorry, I'm getting a call real quick. Oh, they got away. And so there's all the talk around it as well. It's so hard to understand any story that comes out now because the spin is as fast as we disseminate the information. You know? So as soon as we were even hearing about this, there were people that were like, actually, they leaked that on purpose. They added this journalist to the group chat on purpose so that they could look like such a cohesive administration, and then he would leak it, and then they'd be like, yeah, we all friends. Because if you're not familiar with what happened, there was a strike that was being planned in Yemen, right? And there's a journalist that accidentally got added to the group chat. And the people in the group chat are like J.D. Vance and some heads of like intelligence and Pete Hegseth and stuff like that. And no one at first was really owning up to who added him. We later find out that I'm pretty sure Walls added him. And this journalist didn't even think that it was real. It was so dumb. When it happened, this dude, you know, I'm assuming, because he's also a bit older. No. And he said he didn't know it was real until they actually bombed Yemen. And then he, you know, comes forward with, hey, they sent me these plans. He had already left the group as well. When he realized, you know what I mean, you're not supposed to be in the room. In the room like, oh. Let me go ahead and notify the right people. Because I've been added to a group chat before that wasn't supposed to be, and it happens, you know? And just type in these random numbers, add people to the chat. One time, I was chilling on Saturday. Because I'm also open it up. And it's just like six numbers. And just one text. So they clearly just started it. And it says, you coming? I could have been a good person. I could have let them know, hey, everybody, wrong person in here. I don't recognize any of these numbers. I don't think y'all know me, but have a blessed day. But I didn't do that. That day, evil did win. So, you know, you coming, we're waiting on you, right? And so I was like, trying to make up my mind. And then they text back in all caps, what, with an exclamation point and a question mark and an exclamation point, what? And I was like, yeah, I'm not sure about it. I don't know if I feel like it today. And they were like, we are all waiting on you. We're all waiting on you right now, right? And I was like, yeah, okay, let me get things together. And sure enough, I was watching TV and I forgot that I was doing this, so some time did pass. Another text, I was like, hello, all caps, question mark, question mark, question mark. So they mad. And I was like, oh, sorry, traffic. And they text back, traffic with a question mark. I'm like, yeah, it's crazy out here. Thank you. they text back, aren't you upstairs? And admittedly, that was too big of a swing to take, you know? So I was like, oh, yeah. You know, I meant traffic, like, in my mind. Like, I'm just... there's too much going on right now. And they were like, come down here now, right? And then I text back, what if I don't feel like it? They text me, we've been waiting on you, only you, this entire time, and the wedding is in an hour and a half. And so I text back, I don't love him, right? And I see bubbles, right? I see the three bubbles going. That bubble is furious. It's disappearing a little bit, whoop, and then like coming right back. So in my head, they cursing me out, right? And then it finally comes through as just three letters. It's, who? And I was like, okay, thank goodness. That was too big of a swing to take. I'm glad that I'm not the bride. And I still don't know who I am in the group. And so... so now I'm like, hey, because now I'm curious. Now I'm more curious than I am worried about being caught. And genuinely, I was like, why didn't they just, like, if we in the same house, why didn't they just yell? Like, why didn't they? Like, most families would just be like, come on down. Why are you texting me? So then I text, don't even respond to the who. I just text, how big is our house? Because to me, this must be the Home Alone house. If they are texting me, and I've been upstairs this entire time, and they waiting this long, it must be such a big house, no one can be bothered to walk up. And they text back, how big is our house, with a question mark? I'm like, yeah, how big is it? And then they text, are you not at your apartment? I was like, okay, downstairs does make sense now. It makes sense why they wouldn't come up. Okay, I get you. Everybody is on point except for me. I understand now. Yeah. And so then I text back, look, yeah, I've thought about it. I've thought it over. And I just don't feel like coming, right? Quickly text back, it is your sister's wedding and you will support her. And I text back, nah, dog, right? And I knew I messed up because they tried to call me, right? Finally, I had to be like, okay, look, I'm not your... relative with a question mark. I'm just like a random guy. I was just joking. But yeah, you should probably text whoever you think you're texting because they were very late. And And I just see bubbles, 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 gone, bubbles, bubble, gone, bubbles, bubbles, gone, 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 bubbles, bubbles, bubble, gone. And I know I'm getting cussed out. Like, it's bubbles, bubbles, gone, bubbles, gone. And then finally the message comes through and it says, I don't have time to deal with you today. But please believe, when I have the time, I will be addressing you thoroughly. I've never heard a threat like that before. Thoroughly. And so I text back. You text me. So, when it comes to the signal chat, I'm just glad it didn't happen to me. Because I... I would have made things infinitely worse. They would have been like, we're go for strike in Yemen. I'm like, ay, 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 ay. Y'all ever ate there, though? Like, some good spots. Why don't we just let the plane take a day off? Like, chill, 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 chill. And they'd be like, who is this? And I'd be like, y'all text me, all right? Asking me who this is. That's like one of the top 5 southern pet peeves. It's like calling the wrong number, and you called the wrong number, and then you're like, who is this? And they're like, you called me. Explain yourself. Who are you? You the one in my house right now with your voice? You're the intruder. Explain yourself. And so, you know, there's this whole thing. We still don't even know the half of it, of what's been going on with Signal, because we also don't know how long they've been using Signal. We don't know why they weren't using more secure methods. And then through, I'm pretty sure, a German publication, they find that some of the top brass of the government are being so unserious with their data that they were able to deliver messages just from personal emails, old emails, and I don't know, man, this is pretty bad. You know what I mean? I didn't recognize how bad it was, and I think a lot of the general public don't really feel like it was that bad, because people say it's a successful mission. That's why some people think the leak was on purpose, because it's like, all they did was leak a successful mission. And it's like, let's... Morality aside, of what a successful mission means for a country that, I don't know, like, has anybody checked? Are we at war with Yemen? I don't know. Mission success, like, but you bombed, why? You didn't even explain why. I feel like no one's even asking why. They're just like, man, do you see that they text the wrong number? And so you have these people appearing before Congress getting grilled by Democrats, which just doesn't really mean much, if we're being honest. Like, getting grilled by Democrats is like getting grilled by a step parent. It's like, you're not my real... But what are you gonna do, though? What are you gonna do about it? It's like the first time you get big enough to really step to your dad, and you know you should do it, but you're like, what you gonna do, though? I show you how to use your phone, old man. I'm training you now. We the same height. No, it's truly devastating. It's bad because... Never mind the fact that there are so many leaks, so many breaches, so much hacking going on, but there are still, like, you know, potentially entities from other countries that have infiltrated through other hacks that we forgot about because we get hacked so much we don't really care. I knew a dude when I was growing up that had his house robbed so much he moved and didn't tell anybody but left some of the stuff so they would only rob that place. Bit by bit, consistently. And it feels like that's what we do with our data. We're like, they're gonna get it. Let's just parcel it out. You know? And so you see these officials appear before Congress, and people all of a sudden are getting a very abstract interpretation of what war plans are. Because they're being asked point blank by journalists, like, were those war plans? And they were like, ah. For a group that I'm telling you, I'm positive, despises poetry majors. I know for a fact you hate liberal arts, but when they asked you to your face that they were war plans, it's like, what is truly? What is truly an outline of actions, if not enacted upon? Be fit for me? To speak truly of what war is. Does war not start in the soul? War as a concept is all around us. Love is war. Pain is war. Life is truly war. Yeah, but the text message where they said the date and the time and where the pilot was gonna be are those war plans. What does it mean to have a plan, you know? As Mike Tyson once said, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. As the old Southern proverb goes, if you wanna make God laugh, tell him your plans. Got asked in front of Congress point blank. This was a huge mistake, right? I'm pretty sure it was Walls. Maybe it was somebody else, but he was like, no. Alright, bro. Okay, do you. Oh. Because I wish I knew enough about how intelligence works, and I wish that I knew enough about how strikes work to explain fully how bad this is. But I think we know. I think we as a society kind of know. As soon as you hear the whole story, like, that doesn't sound great. You wouldn't want someone to plan a surprise party like that. Imagine. Your friends try to get you together, and they talking about you so much that one of your friends accidentally adds you, and it's like, well, he's right here. Doesn't that kind of ruin the entire party? No. No. It's so much around phones that people don't understand. There was one thing, I didn't understand this until recently. I didn't know that you don't know. You have no idea who you are to a woman until you know how you're saved in her phone. Guys, every man in here, we are not ready for the names, for the shorthand. You know how when you save a name, it goes first, last, company? They using that line too. We are not ready to find out how we are saved in the phone. Telling, that's what telling is. I wish I was wrong. I wish it was just me. I wish it was just me getting bullied in other women's phones. These are my friends. These are people I've known for years, and then they saved me some type of way and just never changed it. Years ago, this is why I first had a hunch. Years ago, I I was with a friend, and we were hanging out. This has to be like 12, maybe even 15 years ago. We were hanging out, and she lost her phone. So she was like, can you call it for me? And so I call it. And look, we had never been romantic, you know? And we had decided a long time ago just be friends, right? You know, and calling. I'm hearing a little. And then I find it in between the couch cushions, and my name saved at her phone was Nope. Guys, we're not ready. There's no world where we're ready for how we are saved. And okay, all right. They are so, some of them are so accurate as well that it's like you'll never recover. Okay, I had a friend who, she was hooking up with this guy, and I guess it was a running joke between her and her friends. This is insane to me. This is insane. It's not my joke. This is what I saw. This is what I saw because I was being nosy because I was like, I can't be the only one. I needed to not be the only one because Nope lasted. That stayed with me, okay? So I was like, let me see what other people are saying, right? And they, okay, they say this one guy in her phone, and it just said, Little Hitler. And I was like, can you please explain why Little Hitler is calling you right now? Their reasoning was he had kind of a comb over that was a little messy. I was like, hey, you went straight to Hitler? What's wrong with y'all? There was one time where I was out to lunch with a friend, and her phone was going off, and it was facing up, and I wasn't trying to be nosy this time. I felt vindicated. Nope is not Hitler. And so I was like, it could be worse. And so her phone was going off. And then finally, she went ahead and flipped it. But when she flipped it, she showed it for a second. And I looked, and it said in the phone, saved in her phone as bed bugs. And so I was like, I'm not trying to be in your business or anything. I saw when you flipped it over because you had flipped it because I wasn't looking until you flipped it until it was like this, and I was like, what's that over there? And so I didn't see until you flipped it that you had him say do you know who is bed bugs? And she was like, just this guy. And I was like, does he have bed bugs? And no, he doesn't have bed bugs at his place. She called him bed bugs because she slept with him one time and can't get rid of him. And so when Walls is like, hey, sometimes people get added to the group chat under a different name, under a wrong name. Hadn't that ever happened to you? And then the nation was kind of like, no, I don't think it has. Not like that. Not exactly. Unless you have them saved different. You know what I mean? Unless you have this journalist saved as like War Buddy. I don't know why you would accidentally add him to the chat. it's one of the first major screw ups of the administration where they themselves are actually like, oh no. Look, he we didn't add him by accident, because I don't know if you saw this, but we didn't add him by accident, okay? He hacked in. Yeah, this dude hacked in. They ran with it for a day, and then it dies. Because when you look at the journalist, I'm not trying to make fun of him, but he doesn't look like he really hacking like that. Like that. I know he got glasses, but not everybody with glasses hacks, all right? Jeez. And so now, you know, they've been ordered by a judge to provide all of these backdated signal chats that they're definitely gonna delete. Like, when I heard that, I was like, oh, that, come on now. That's like, that's like in one of those sitcoms, and the woman asked the guy for his phone, and he's like, yeah, just give me 20 minutes. It's like, yeah, that's what they're gonna do. No, it's insane. And it's like, successful mission, but by what metric? Why did we bomb Yemen? I still don't know. I mean, I would keep asking, but I'd probably disappear. I mean, curiosity killed me. And then when they were asked, like, okay, but you're definitely switching things up now, right? Like, you've learned from this mistake, and you're going to move on, and you're not going to use Signal anymore. And they, under, I think, oath, went, nah, dawg, nah. Pretty bad.